Is that really your idea of how to run a newspaper?
I don't know how to run a newspaper, Mr. Thatcher. I just try everything I can think of.
Charles, you know perfectly well there's not the slightest proof of this.
It wasn't too long ago that most local government meetings had at least one reporter in the audience from a local newspaper. Now, not so much. Last year, the Delaware County Times stopped publishing. The Schoharie News bought the 34-year-old Mountain Eagle newspaper from the local Columbia Green Media newspaper chain. They also run the Daily Mail and Register Star, and they also stopped publishing the Greene County News and River Chronicle last year, and laid off a reporter at the Windham Journal. All Columbia Green papers also cut back much local coverage last year. Here's a bit about the remaining local newspapers. The Columbia paper has an office in Ghent. It's owned by Perry Teasdale, an American video artist, a founding member of the early video collective Video Freaks. He was also involved with Lanesville TV, one of the first unlicensed TV stations in the country in Greene County in the 1970s. Teasdale was also the editor of the Woodstock Times and the Independent. Columbia paper covers Columbia County, and its website is columbiapaper.com. There's an address for letters to the editor online at columbiapaper.com, and Perry Teasdale is the publisher. The Daily Freeman has an office in Kingston. It's owned by Digital First Media of Denver, Colorado. It covers all of Ulster County and parts of Greene, sometimes Catskill and Caro, Columbia County's mostly Germantown and Dutchess County. DailyFreeman.com is the website. Its employees are represented by the Kingston Newspaper Guild. It has an address online for letters to the editor. Its owners, Digital First Media, operate many other newspapers across the country, including the Oneida Daily Dispatch, Saratogian, and Troy's The Record. The Daily Mail has an office in Catskill. It's owned by the Johnson Newspaper Corporation of Waterton, New York. It covers Greene County, but lately more national news posted elsewhere on the internet. TheDailyMail.net is its website, and it has an online address for letters to the editor. Owners, Johnson Newspaper Corporation, operate many other newspapers across New York, including the Columbia Green Media's Register Star, based in Hudson and covering Columbia County, the Windham Journal, the Ravenna News Herald, and the Chatham Courier. The Daily Mail traces back to the Catskill Packet, began publishing in 1792, and is not related to the Daily Mail in London. Mark Finseguera is their publisher. The Times Union has an office in Albany. It's owned by the Hearst Communications Corporation of New York City. It covers Albany, Rensselaer, Saratoga, and Schenectady counties, some other regional issues, as well as news from the capital. TimesUnion.com is the website. Its employees are represented by the Albany Newspaper Guild, and it has an online address for letters to the editor. The Hearst chain operates many other newspapers, magazines, television networks, and internet sites. Founded in 1857 as the Morning Times, the Times Union was bought by Hearst in 1920. Hearst was founded by William Randolph Hearst, portrayed in a faux biography by Orson Welles in Citizen Kane. George R. Hearst III is the publisher. And finally, the Mountain Eagle and the Schoharie News has offices in Schoharie and Stamford. It's owned by Middleburg Village Mayor Matthew Avitabile. Covers Schoharie and Delaware counties, and the SchoharieNews.com is his website. Has a email address to send letters to the editor online. The Schoharie News bought the 34-year-old Mountain Eagle newspaper from the local newspaper chain Columbia Green Media in 2016. The Delaware County-based Mountain Eagle and the Schoharie News are now owned by Middleburg Village Mayor Matthew Avitabile, who says he will not run for another term. I'm Tom Rowe for WGXC.